Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, presione 2. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. Hello, and thank you for calling Devoted Health today. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with this benefit, press 2. If your plan offers a food and home card and you need help with it, press 3. To speak with the next available Devoted Health guide, press 4. Or hang up and text us.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Devoted Health. My name is Veronica. How can I assist you today?
Hey, Veronica. My name is Phil Rice. I'm calling with a question about my Devoted Health over-the-counter ordering process.
Okay, let's see. Mr. Rice, by any chance, do you have your member ID?
I'm looking at my member card, ID card right now. The ID number is E5SYZR.
Okay, and your date of birth, please?
4/25/53.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just pull up the profile. Okay, hold on a second. All righty, I do have your profile open, and you say you had a question regarding OTC?
That's right.
Okay, how can I assist you, Mr. Rice?
Well, I have the OTC catalog out, and I opened this up the other day, a couple days ago, with the goal of just ordering really just one or two items. All I really wanted to do was just place one order and get the order placed and get something delivered, just to kind of establish that the account was open and working and everything was going to, you know, be working okay. When I went to log in on the internet, I was presented with the choice of either log into an existing account or create an account, and it asked me for my email. My situation is I'm new to Devoted this year. I was with Aetna last year, and I had an account with the Aetna OTC program last year, which I used. I entered my email and it then said password. And so I entered the password, which I kind of guessed, it might be. And, sure enough, it seemed to accept my password. But then it just kind of started blinking at me, and I don't know, for lack of a more technical term, it just barfed. It couldn't handle anything else. The only thing I could do was just kind of turn it off. And I thought, well, that's no good.
So it might be getting the information from Aetna, like your previous account, and not letting you register your account with Devoted, right?
Well,
that way.
Might be a good guess. Probably what I need is somebody that's, you know, a computer person to talk to. to somebody that's familiar with the OTC system and how their accounts work. And it's going to help me set up an account that's going to work with the OTC program. And they're probably going to want to tell me that I can't use, you know, my email for my account name. And if they tell me that, I guess I'll be okay with that. But let me talk to somebody that knows what the heck's going on, I guess, if that's the case. And if you want to be that person, then okay, fine. You be that person, but let's get somebody that knows what's going on.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and get somebody from the OTC department, and I'll explain the situation and then transfer you, okay? But before I do that, Mr. Rice, is there anything else I can do for you before I call OTC?
Well, let's do the OTC right now, and when we get that done, I'll go to item number two when that time comes. I just want to do things one at a time here.
Okay. Hold on a second. Mr. Rice?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I do have Miracle from OTC on the line, and she'll be able to assist, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Would you like me to stay on the line?
That's entirely up to you.
Okay, do you have any other questions for me?
I just want somebody that's going to help me get an account set up that's going to work with the OTC. That's all I want to do.
Okay. All right. In that case, she'll be able to help you with that. Thank you for calling 1-800-DEVOTED. Have a wonderful rest of the day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Thank you so much for holding.
My name is Miracle from OTC Health Solutions. She did provide your name and your address and everything that's on the account. So I could definitely assist you if you need help online as far as registering. Can I have your email?
Sure. I'd like to start with your name, please. I know she told me and you told me, and I'm not sure I've got it. Can you spell it for me, please?
M-I-R-A-C-L-E.
Mirico, is that it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mirico. Now, you want my email, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to say it, and then I'll spell it for you. It's phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com, P-H-I-L, period, R-I-C-E, and then the at sign, the letters M-K-G, that's Mary Kangaroo Grapefruit, M-K-G, appraisal, appraisal.com. And if I went too fast, or if you want me to say it again, I'll be happy to do that. Have you got it?
Okay, so phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com, K as in kilo, G as in George, A as in apple, PPRAISAL.com.
I believe you've got it.
Okay. Just a moment here, sir. Okay, so she had also mentioned that basically as far as the website goes, if you had another account that was associated with that email, it would not allow you to re-register for this current devoted account. Did you have a different zip code other than the 800-14 on the other account? The old account?
So I guess a little bit concerned or miffed that that she told you what the problem is. I would have much preferred that she had just introduced you to me and let me told you what the problem is. I don't like it when that happens. The answer to your question is there's only ever been one zip code. The 80014, the only zip code that's ever been associated with my account.
Okay. The reason I was asking, because I was trying to locate that previous account to see if we can remove that email off of there, but unfortunately I don't show anything. And for you to re-register for this current account, you would have to use a different email.
All right, so does it have to be an email? Could it be something that's not an email?
No, it definitely does have to be an email to get you registered online.
Well, why can't it be this?
I'm sorry, what did you say, sir?
Why can't it be this email?
The reason that we can't use it because it's attached to that old account, and I can't remove it, so you would have to use a different one for this new current account.
Do you see the old account?
No. No, sir. Unfortunately, I'm unable to remove it off of there. That's why you would need a different email because it's attached to that old one.
Stop for a minute, please. Just stop for a minute. You didn't answer my question.
I said no, sir.
Wait a minute. No, you didn't answer my question. Do you see the old account?
I said no, sir.
But you don't see the old account.
I don't. No. No, no,
okay.
No.
Okay. So what makes you think there's an old account there?
Because when we go to your email, when we look up your email on the website, it says it's attached to a different account. So so therefore you can't use it again on this current account.
Wait a minute. You keep going too fast for me. You says it says it's attached to another account. What says it's attached to
Yeah, if you go to the website, it says we found an account using that email. Like it recognizes your email on another account. So unfortunately, you can't use the same one.
What says that? Do you get like
our website. Okay, if you just want to go to the website, type in your email, and you can see what I'm seeing, sir.
All right, so that's what I'd like to do, please. Can you help
All
me
right,
do that?
All right, just go to CBS.com.
All right, so hold on. Let me get there, please. You're just going to have to be patient with me. I'm an old man. I'm kind of slow. So you want me to go to CBS.com? Is that what you want?
CBS.com/benefits.
All right. So let me get there. So CVS.com/benefits.
Yes.
All right, hold on. It's coming up. Oh, I got a typo. Bear with me. I was there just a minute ago. I got to get rid of the typo. CVS.com/benefits. CVS.com. When I type in CVS.com/benefits, it changes now to add the word dashboard. Let me try. It adds the word dashboard, whether I want it there or not. Now it's account, dashboard, and I get a blank screen. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. So when I type in CVS.com/benefits and press enter, in my address bar, it adds the word, after the word benefits, it adds another slash and adds the word dashboard, and I get a blank screen.
Did you take out dashboard and then the other slash?
Yes, and when I press enter, it just re-adds the slash and the word dashboard. Now, earlier today, when I typed in CVS.com/benefits, I got a screen that said, type in your account name and password. And so when I typed in my password, I typed in phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com. And for my password, I typed in what I thought my password should be. And
okay.
My computer. And I'm going to tell you what happened, and you're going to make conclusions about that, and it caused your computer to barf, and now what happens is, because your computer barfed, there's a blank screen, and it comes up with dashboard, whether I want it there or not. And so what I need is somebody that knows what the heck's going on with your computer, a tech support person. Are you a tech support person? Probably not. You're probably...
we don't have a tech team.
All right, so let me talk to somebody that's high enough up in your organization that can help me. You're probably not high enough up.
Yeah, we don't have any team like that. Nobody higher than us that you could talk to, sir. It would be us that would help you online.
Oh, okay, fine. All right, I get it. Let me talk to your boss.
I don't have a boss available, sir. This is a call center that you're calling right now.
All right, a call center. So what's the name of the company that you work for?
over the counter.
A call center. Is that the name of your employer, or is that the name of, are you a employee of a call center company, and over the counter, it just happens to be the company that you're taking calls for today. What's the name
for
of the company?
Over the counter, yes, sir.
What's the name of the company on your paycheck? Do you get a paycheck?
Over the counter, sir.
Okay.
Over the counter.
All right. Fine. So can I talk to your boss? You're not going to let me talk to your boss, is that it? You're just going to say, no, you can't. I can't talk to your boss?
If you would like us to leave a message for you to receive a phone call back, we can do that.
I'm asking to speak to your boss, your supervisor, somebody higher.
We don't have a supervisor available, sir. If we had one available, I would definitely go ahead and transfer and get you over to one, but we don't have one, sir. Anytime that a member requests to speak with somebody higher, we are to offer for you to receive a message back, for you to receive a phone call back within 24 to 48 hours.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, yes, I'd like to receive a call back. I'm going to leave the message that I called. I've got a technical problem that what I'm trying to do is to be able to place an order. Can you take an order just manually? If I tell you what I want, can you just take the order for me?
Yeah, we're able to create orders over the phone. Yes, sir.
All right, great. Let's do that. Let's start with that.
Okay. So I see that you get $35 quarterly every 3 months from January. Go ahead with your item.
All right. So I wrote down, bear with me, I wrote down D115.
The stool softener?
Yes.
It's a 100 count for $12. What else would you like?
Let's just call that the only item for this order.
All right. Well, you are able to place more than one order on the account. That would leave you a remaining of $23. Takes like 5 to 7 days for you to receive. Have to use the 23 before April. Would you like the confirmation number?
Sure, go ahead.
Confirmation number is 314-8967.
Okay. Have you got everything else you need from me, address and everything?
Yeah, she provided the address of 11268 East Linville Drive, Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
All right. And the main thing I wanted to do was just get one item ordered and wait for that to arrive. And let's see how that goes. And is that all you need from me to be able to get that done? You'll get that item ordered and on its way. Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right.
That's...
And then the next item I'd like to do is leave a message to have someone call me back. A supervisor, please.
Okay.
With the message being I've got a computer problem. I'm trying to set up an account.
Okay. Just a moment here. Okay, so your best contact phone number, is it the 720-282-3376?
That's the number that I want them to call, yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. I did go ahead and submit a message off on your behalf. Did you need the confirmation number for it?
All right. So I'm trying to jot down some notes here. And if you don't mind, I know I asked you to spell your name at the beginning of this message, and I'm going to ask you one more time. Would you spell your name again, please?
Mm-hmm. M-I-R-A-C-L-E.
I'm not a good speller. M-I-R-A-C-L-E. I'm wanting to say miracle. Have I got that right? Miracle?
Yeah, like Miracle Whip or like in the Bible.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay, so miracle. And here's the message that I'd like you to leave for the supervisor. 720-282-3376. Is that the number that you've got?
Right. Uh-huh.
All right. So they're going to have to leave a message. And so the message that I'd like for them to leave is a number that I can call back where I can reach them, and where they'll answer the phone, and it's suggested day and time that I can call when they'll answer the phone.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do.
All right, and I guess in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll call back and notify devoted that the over-the-counter support line for me so far is not working very well at all. I'm asking for tech support, and it's not working to my satisfaction at all. And that someone by the name of Miracle has been not very helpful at all. And I've asked to speak to a supervisor, and the very best that she could do was to take a message. And that's not working to my satisfaction at all either. And so we'll just have to go from there. As things stand right now, I've got an order in process, and let's hope that that one item gets here. And who knows, maybe it will. And I'm not at all optimistic that we're going to be successful at getting getting my ability to get things ordered online. Apparently, the fact that I was able to order things online last year with Aetna is going to mess things up. The good people at the OTC with
Did you have an old Aetna member ID number?
I did, yeah.
Like, do you still have it?
I sure do, yeah.
Can you provide it and see if I can pull it up that way, even though it's closed out?
I'd like to do that with the person that calls me.
Oh, that's
back.
Fine. Was there anything else we can help you with today, then?
I've given up all hope on getting any help from you, Miracle. I just want to end this with you. So.
Okay. Thank you for calling OTC Health Solutions. Have a good day.
All right. Bye now.